Simon & Schuster Audio presents American Will, The Forgotten Choices That Changed Our Republic by Bobby Jindal. Read by Kirby Hayborn, with an introduction from the author.
Introduction. American Will. It may seem odd for a governor to write what is in a sense a history book, but that's because so many history books recite names and dates with little meaning or message. Many of them are dreadfully boring. Others oversimplify. Most tell stories with no impact on the present and no lesson for our times. I don't like reading those kinds of history books, and I certainly have no interest in writing one. But there's a different kind of history that I've always cherished, the kind that brings the past to life by capturing the human condition in all its dynamics and dimensions. The kind that speaks to who we are, what our culture means, and why in this blip on God's infinite calendar we matter. The kind that witnesses to a larger truth and a higher power. The kind that makes us stop and think. The kind that is a call to arms. The kind that shows the power of American will and individual choice. One person, one decision, truly can change the world. It was that kind of history that came to mind as it became increasingly clear that our country is arriving at one of its most consequential crossroads. Not long ago, as recently as the 2000 presidential election, it was fashionable to believe that elections didn't much matter. New Democrats and compassionate conservatives had migrated so far to the political center that many believed they were about to meet in the middle. But since then, left-wing Democrats have regained control of their party, and challenges at home and abroad have underscored the limitations and liabilities of both liberalism and any compromised version of conservatism. Each recent presidential election has seemed to matter more than the one before it, and I believe none will be more decisive than our next. In 2016, we can continue down the path of bigger government, emboldened enemies, diminished liberties, and hostility to religious faith, or we can embrace the hallmarks of our history and the themes of this book: limited government, the power of free people and free markets, American strength and exceptionalism, and the indispensable role of faith in America's intellectual and political arena. To be sure, I could have published a series of policy papers about each of these principles. In fact, I did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?